Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Lots of sunshine today, with daytime highs approaching 93. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight. Slight chance for storms. Lows dip down to about 65. Daytime highs approaching 97 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies. Turning cooler Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the upper 80s. Slight chance for storms Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 74.
Covering Kansas and Nebraska, this is KQNK News on Classic Hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Brock Wilson. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. An autopsy will be conducted today on a high school football player who died in Roselle. The county attorney says first responders were called to the town's football field Tuesday evening, where they found a Pawnee Heights student who had collapsed and could not be revived. Officials say there is no suspicion of foul play. The Emporia City Commission approves a special question on the general election ballot in November. Voters will consider a 0.25% city sales tax to help finance an expansion at the Community Recreation Center. And the city of Gardner is canceling its contract with the surveillance company Flock. It comes as communities around the country push back against its cameras. City leaders say they're concerned about the impact of Flock cameras on public privacy. In Wichita, Brock Wilson, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. New Age Industrial, a manufacturer of aluminum material handling and storage solutions, has announced two leadership promotions within the company. Tom Sharp has been named President of Sales and Marketing, while Brock Miller has been appointed Vice President of Sales and Marketing. Both will continue as shareholders in the company. In his new role, Sharp will oversee the company's overall sales and marketing strategy and work to expand New Age Industrial's market reach. He previously served as Vice President of Sales while leading the company's supermarket sales division. Sharp is continuing a family legacy at New Age Industrial, established by his father, Bill Sharp. In his new position, he'll focus on strengthening relationships with dealers and distributors, supporting product innovation, and guiding the company's future growth. Miller will oversee New Age Industrial's combined sales and marketing growth strategies while also taking over leadership of the supermarket sales division. A Norton native, Miller has more than two decades of experience with the company in sales, product design, engineering, and leadership. His connection to New Age Industrial began with hands-on work at the facility when he was younger and later expanded into account management and more than 20 years of product design and engineering. During that time, Miller has helped develop custom aluminum products for the commercial food service, material handling, and supermarket industries. In their new leadership roles, Sharp and Miller will work together to better align product development, engineering, distributor support, and market expansion. The promotions come as New Age Industrial continues its 60-year legacy of manufacturing custom aluminum products in Norton and serving customers across several industries. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin a resurfacing project on U.S. 36 in Rawlins County the week of August 24th. Crews will complete a mill and overlay on approximately 10 miles of U.S. 36, starting near County Road 407, known as Beardsley Corner, and ending at the K-25 junction in Atwood. Traffic will be reduced to one lane where crews are actively working and directed by flaggers and a pilot car during daylight hours. Travelers should expect delays of up to 15 minutes. KDOT reminds motorists to stay alert, follow posted signs, and refrain from using handheld mobile devices in all active work zones. Work is expected to be completed in late September, conditions permitting. APAC Kansas Incorporated of Hutchinson is the primary contractor for the $2.7 million project. For more information, contact KDOT Area Construction Manager Todd Anderson. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners, Chairman Thompson called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order on August 10th in the commission room. Those in attendance were Chairman Richard Thompson, County Clerk Craig Renner, County Attorney Abigail Horn, and High Plains News reporter Destry Jackson. Being unable to establish a quorum, the meeting was adjourned. The Norton County Board of Commissioners met August 12th in the Commission Room. The purpose of the meeting was to conduct canvassing of the August 4th primary election. Those in attendance were Chairman Richard Thompson, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, Commissioner Marvin Matchett, and County Clerk Craig Renner. Others were present to discuss commissioner business or observe. There were 17 provisional ballots for the commission to rule on. Each sealed provisional ballot was opened in the presence of the commissioners. The reason for the ballot being provisional was announced. The commission ruled on the ballots per authorizing statutes for the ballots to be counted. 12 ballots were counted and 5 ballots were considered ineligible to be counted. The qualifying ballots were hand-counted by the commissioners. Commissioner Matchett moved that the results of the qualified provisional ballots be added to the previously tallied votes of the August 4th primary election. Commissioner Beidler seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. At the conclusion of the canvass, Chairman Thompson adjourned the meeting. This concludes the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Commission minutes. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Commissioners, Chairman Thompson called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order on August 17th in the Commission Room. In attendance were Chairman Richard Thompson, Commissioner Garrett Beidler, Commissioner Marvin Matchett, County Clerk Craig Renner, and County Attorney Abigail Horn. Others were present to discuss Commission business or observe. Weekly correspondence, fund balances, vouchers, and minutes were distributed to the Commissioners. Clarence was in to discuss going to flexible hours in his department to allow them to spray when the wind conditions are favorable. The commission was fine with adjusting the hours to allow for spraying weeds as long as the department could stay under 40 hours to negate paying overtime. Commissioner Beidler moved to approve the gravel contract with Jim Neinmeyer at $4 per ton of gravel removed from Jim's pit. The contract is effective August 10th and will run for a period of 2 years. Commissioner Matchett seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Jeff Burmaster, Emergency Management Director, Adam Wallmeyer, Norton County Sheriff, Mitch Lowry, City of Norton Police Chief, and Pat Douglas, Board Member of the Norton County Coalition Against Drugs and Alcohol, joined the meeting. The purpose of the meeting was to get clarification regarding the use of the funds in the Special Alcohol Fund 731. The fund was established in 2005 through state statute. The fund had been giving a distribution to the Norton County Coalition Against Drugs and Alcohol. That distribution stopped after COVID in 2020. The coalition is starting back up and wants to get active in utilizing the funds to educate the public about drug and alcohol abuse. Most of the people involved were new to the group, and there was some clarification needed on how to access the distribution of the funds. After the matter was discussed and made clear to all involved, Commissioner Beidler moved to distribute $13,500 to the Norton County Coalition Against Drug and Alcohol. The intended purpose of the money is to fund the upcoming community event featuring Tony Hoffman as the presenter. The event is happening from 5:15 to 7:30 on August August 26th at the Norton Community High School Gymnasium. Free hamburgers and hot dogs are being served from 5:15 to 6 p.m. Free child care is being provided by K's from 6 p.m. to 7:30 during the presentation. The event is free to the public. Commissioner Matchett seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Adam Wallmeyer, Norton County Sheriff, stayed behind to report to the commission on his department. Brant Hagen has recently been hired as a deputy. He is currently at academy training. Jim Goss, Road and Bridge Supervisor, joined the meeting to report on his department. The commissioners reported to him that gravel is needed on roads E10 and E11 north of Highway 383. Jim presented a contract from Penco Engineering to do the engineering required by the state of Kansas to receive a grant to replace bridge number 123. Commissioner Beidler moved to accept the contract for $35,000 from Penco Engineering, with the funds to be taken from Fund 8, the Special Bridge Fund. Commissioner Matchett seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Dean Owente, Norton County Deputy Treasurer, joined the meeting to inform the commission that a reception is being held on August 27th from 2 to 4 p.m. to honor retiring Norton County Treasurer Kathy Carlin. Commissioner Beidler moved to accept the August 10th minutes. Commissioner Matchett seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Commissioner Beidler moved to accept the August 12th minutes. Commissioner Matchett seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Commissioner Matchett moved to pay the mid-month vouchers. Chairman Thompson seconded the motion. It carried 3-0. Chairman Thompson reminded the commissioners of the upcoming meeting dates of August 24th and 31st. In September, the meeting dates are September 8th, 14th, 21st, and 30th. Commissioner Matchett moved to adjourn the meeting, and with no further business, Chairman Thompson adjourned the meeting. This concludes the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Commission meeting of August 17th. Funeral services for Geraldine Packer, 103 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 Friday, August 21st at the funeral home with Pastor Troy Buss officiating. Burial will follow in the Jennings Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 5 to 6:30 this evening, August 20th, also at the funeral home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Public Library or the Norton County Community Foundation to help purchase band uniforms for USD 211. They may be sent in care of Plumer Gobber Funeral Home. Condolences may be left at plumergobber.com. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. USDA's August outlook for meat production reflects various month-over-month changes in the species category. Rod Bain has the details.
An offset impacts USDA's August meat production forecast for this year.
Lower beef production forecast for 2026, and we're expecting that to largely carry through into 2027. U.S. pork production reduced by about 80 million pounds this month for 2026. Broilers, there the story is a little bit different. We're seeing an increase in production. We raised our production forecast by 70 million pounds. And turkeys, we raised by 40 million pounds.
Leading to lower total meat production forecast in 2026. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski adds the meat category production forecasts are varied in reflection of impacts to this month's price projections. Lower steer and broiler price forecasts for this year from the previous month, while hog and turkey price forecast increased month over month. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
A federal court is on track to approve John Deere's proposed right to repair settlement in an ongoing class action lawsuit by farmers across the country sometime after the first of the year. After issuing an amended order of the preliminary approval on Monday, the court also denied a Missouri farmer's request to file briefs in response to a review of the differences and similarities between the farmer settlement and another settlement Deere reached with the Federal Trade Commission. DTN reports that the order of the farmer settlement was filed in the U.S. District Court of the Northern District of Illinois a little more than 1 month after the company reached a settlement with the FTC and five states. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The USDA's July cattle inventory report shows 94.2 million head on July 1st. That's up 200,000 head and is the first increase in the July number since 2018. Farm Bureau's Bernd Nelson.
This is the second increase in beef replacement heifers that we've seen in a row. So this represents the first meaningful sign of heifer retention and potential herd rebuilding in nearly a decade.
Nelson says among the many factors influencing the cattle market is sustained demand.
Since we hit a high of about $400 a quarter weight back in June 23rd, the choice beef cutout value has dropped about 10%. This recent weakness raises some questions about whether consumer demand is starting to soften after several years of exceptional strength.
Be sure to listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Looking to stay dry across much of the state of Kansas for this afternoon under mostly sunny skies. A weak upper-level disturbance edging southward out of Nebraska later on tonight into Friday morning could touch off some isolated to widely scattered showers and storms for far north central into northeastern portions of Kansas into daybreak on Friday, otherwise then drying out into Friday afternoon across much of the state once again. As a cold frontal boundary then looks to edge in from the north, a chance for at least some scattered showers and storms through much of the state into Friday night. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, we'll see a good deal of sunshine with high temperatures working up into the lower to middle 90s. We'll have our winds out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. For north central Kansas, for this afternoon, mostly sunny skies with high temperatures in the upper 80s to lower 90s. We'll have our winds variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Into northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, becoming mostly sunny with high temperatures climbing up into the middle to upper 80s, with our winds variable at 5 to 10. For southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, it's full-on sunshine with high temperatures climbing up into the middle to upper part of the 90s, with our winds turning to the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Into south-central Kansas for this afternoon, expecting full-on sunshine, high temperatures in the upper 90s to around 100 degrees. Winds variable, around 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on the breezier side, back into southwestern Kansas for this afternoon, ample amounts of sunshine, high temperatures looking to reach up into the upper range of the 90s, with our winds turning to the south and southeast, increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You can't escape a traffic jam.
Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies.
And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Your Kansas City Chiefs play here.
Mahomes gunning it long. Coming down the near side. The pass is caught. Touchdown! Kansas City! A 54-yard bomb!
Listen to the best game day coverage in the NFL and follow the Chiefs all season long right here on your home for Kansas City Chiefs football.
High Plains Classic Hits, Q106.7.
Thanks for listening to KQNK News, serving classic hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5. Stay connected to your community 24/7 at kqnk.com and never miss a beat. Grab the free KQNK app for your smartphone.
Classic Hits Q106.7.
This is Jan Teen for Norton Livestock Market with our early consignments for today's special stock cow, calf, and feeder sale. In the breeding stock, here's 49 black cows. They're 3 to 5 years old, bred black to start calving September 1. 15 black cows. They're half young and half older cows, bred black to start calving here at the end of August. 39 black-white-faced cows, mostly older cows. They're bred black or Hereford for February 20th calving. 15 mostly red, few blacks on them, older cows, bred Charlotte for March 1 calving. Here's two red pairs. They're older cows with month-old plus red calves at side. 9 black pairs, young to old, black calves, been running back with a black bull. Here's 8 black-white-faced pairs, 3 to 5 years old, 2 to 6 week-old calves at side. The calves are worked and had their shots. 26 black cows, young to solid, bred horned Hereford or black, fall bred. 6 black pairs, young to solid. And the calves and feeders, here's 61 char cross and red steers and heifers off the cow. They've been implanted, had all their shots. 2 rounds of alpha, 7, 350 to 475. 20 black, mostly heifers, weaned in April, been running on grass. They're 6 weights. 6 black and red steers and heifers off the cow, spring shots. 70 mostly black with a few red and char cross heifers at 8 to 8 and a quarter. 6 black steers, they've been on full feed at 1,200 pounds. In the weight cattle, we'll have our usual trail run of butcher cows and butcher bulls. We're expecting more consignments of all classic cattle by sale time. Thank you.